And let's talk about where we are from an intel point of view right now. You know, let's face it, on Thursday night's call, we didn't know that we were going to have a conflict with the hierarchy of Iran, but we do, and we're in it, and we're in it to win it. We really are. We're not going to stop doing what needs to be done to reduce that Islamic terrorist state to nothing. And we do want to change. And I believe there's an undercurrent, and it may be an underground church of Christianity in Iran that I've heard about. I'd love for that to come out and for them to be actually a Christian nation, which I expect them to become that. So what are they doing right now? Well, I have heard we've lost 6 of our service members, which is very sad. We had 4 of their names out today on the news. The other 2 we did not. And it was sad that we've lost 6 of our service people. And I hope that that's it. That's all. But we are definitely making a difference and reducing their effectiveness. And I think President Trump said the best is yet to come in the next couple of days. And I think that means tonight and tomorrow night, because that's usually when the attacks take place. So we'll see what happens. But we do have, you know, President Trump said, you know, we care about the Iranian people. We care about their freedom and their ability to self-govern and be a sovereign nation and have their freedom and have a democratically elected form of government. So I think that's coming. I think that is in the works. Obviously, I know the planning is there for it. The question is, how quickly can it be affected? Now, we have heard that because of this conflict in Iran, that we have to wait for it to complete. I've heard from some of our Iraqi sources that the Iranian military needs to lay their weapons down. And once that happens, the next day we get notified for our exchanges. So there is that. And how long will the conflict last? It's hard to say. I don't think it's going to be weeks, but it could be more days. And, you know, we still get some information from our contacts at Wells Fargo through the usually through Redemption Center people or sometimes bond paymasters. And we are hearing that we could get notified Thursday. Another source said Thursday, Friday, and then it could end up being exchanges starting Saturday. We are still in play. However, to be realistic, it's not guaranteed that we will go this week by any means. I hope we do. I hope we can go. But I know that at this point, we have to kind of see what's happening with Iran. Hopefully, and this is our prayer, is that the military realizes that they are ineffective and they need to lay their arms down. And I know they're not really a people that wants to surrender. I get that. But the greatest good would be for Iran to realize they're not going to be able to do anything, you know, major to stop this. They need to just go ahead and lay their weapons down, and it will go well for them. It will go well for them if they do that. And I'm hoping that's what happens, you guys. Now, what about anything else that is relevant to the timing of this? We know, for example, that there are certain bond people at Wells Fargo that are doing bonds even tonight and will continue to do them tomorrow. And so that's just something that's relatively new. So that's a good thing. They're doing that. Now, our bondholders that already have done their bonds, we still don't know when they're going to have access to funds. The timing is usually such that they will gain access to funds when we get our 800 number notifications. So the rollout is like a 72-hour rollout, 3 days. They get notified, they get access, we get notified, we set appointments, we go in, and we do our exchanges. I don't know for sure. Now, some people have said they think maybe this is going to go somewhere around the 14th, which is a week from this Saturday. I don't have that from our sources. We have heard that from other people, but my sources are not saying that. It doesn't mean it might not happen then, because I really think a lot is going to be determined by how things are moving through with our plan with Operation Epic Fury. I once had a geometry teacher in high school. His name was Major Earl. the mage would say, "Beware the fury of a patient man." I think that would apply to President Trump. Beware the fury of a patient man. And it was a cool expression. He'd have it written up on the board. And I thought, that applies in this case. Operation Epic Fury. And I want to see it come to an end just like you guys do. But we have to complete the mission. President Trump's not going to do it halfway. And neither is our military. And neither is General Raising Cane or Pete Hegseth. All of these guys. We're going to get the mission completed. This is the time to do it. It seems a little awkward for us because we're ready to go. We think everything's ready to go. But it's important that this happens. Okay, what else? What else could be triggered? We have heard that the EBS EAS could be triggered in approximately 3 or 4 days. Now, why would that be? Would it be triggered to bring out the information that we're looking to have on the EBS system to tell us what really has been going on? There's so much of our history that needs to be rewritten and updated with the truth. What about child trafficking and all of that stuff that's been covered up, all about the tunnels all over the world where, you know, child trafficking and all that stuff has been taking place? That needs to be exposed, and the truth will come out. That's some of it, too. There's a lot of different things. What about EBS covering Nasara? What about letting the folks know about debt jubilee, about mortgages being zeroed out, credit cards zeroed out, etc.? All of that is part of Nasara. Is that going to come out with the EBS EAS like we thought? I don't know. We'll see. Maybe. It should, but I don't know if it's ready yet. I don't know if, you know, the country is not really awake to that. Some people have heard of it. Obviously, people like us that are on the big call listening know a lot about Nasara and everything else. We thought it was kicked off, but we haven't seen any evidence of it in our lives yet. Like, for example, an asset-backed dollar, the USN, is ready to go. We know it's the physical currency is already in banks and redemption centers, ready for it to be utilized. But we need to have some word out there from President Trump or Secretary Bessent that, you know, that we have this, that we have an asset-backed currency. I don't know. We're just going to have to stay patient like we are right now and pray that this conflict in Iran produces the desired results for the people of Iran so that they can stand up and actually run their government and stand up. And I know they may not know how to do that. It might be new, but there are enough people there that can steer them in the right direction so that they can have a new attempt at freedom. The most awful things have happened in that country. And this is not just something that we started. They started this 47 years ago when the Shah was deposed and the new Islamic State came into being in Iran. And we've lost thousands of our own people as a result of the terrorist activities that have happened in various parts of the world. So don't act like this is just some new thing that we thought up. This is President Trump, the only one that has the wherewithal to stand up and say, it's time. Now is the time. And that's what he did. But I'm glad he did it. I'm glad for the people of Iran to have a new start. They will have a new start at this. And I think that we need to understand and respect that and want the very best for them. And our country needs to come together and understand that. They need to realize this isn't a Republican-Democrat matter. This is a matter of freedom, a matter of a new government and a new start for a country that's basically still in the Middle Ages. So I'm 100% behind President Trump, our cabinet, our military, and I want to see it come to completion, but I want to see it come to completion quickly. This is not going to be a prolonged war. This is not Vietnam. This isn't even Iraq and the Iraqi conflict at all. This is get in, get it done, and get out without boots on the ground. I really think it will happen from the sky, from the sea, and not be something that's prolonged at all. So we will hold fast to a timeline that has the possibility of notifications by the end of this week. And if it goes another week, it goes another week. We'll see what happens, but I'm going to stay tuned and see what information we get. Usually we don't get a result of some kind of an activity like this until after it's over. Then we get numbers. Then we get the ramifications of what exactly happened. But in this case, you know, a lot of our people have gone quiet. We've had some Redemption Center staff say that they're planning to go in on Thursday. Don't know if it's for notifications, setting up appointments, possible exchanges. We don't know. We'll have to see what happens by Thursday. But for right now, the thing to do now is to get in touch or